Get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by is Stephen Capozzola. He is the media director at the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Stephen, welcome to America's Radio News.
Glad to be here, guys. Thanks.
All right. First off, the president came out earlier this week outlining a concept called insourcing, bringing back manufacturing jobs to the United States. This is a move I would expect your organization would applaud, yes?
Yeah, it's sort of window dressing. It's just a fun name, but it really comes down to how do we start to create manufacturing jobs again in this country.
Yeah, well, you say it's window dressing. You mean, well, because the president is, you know, he commissioned a blue ribbon commission on getting the government under control, which he adopted none of those provisions. He has commissioned several meetings, and he has a Jobs and Competitiveness Council, and we still have high unemployment in this country. Is that why you're saying this is just window dressing? You don't expect much to come out of it?
Well, I should point out, by the way, we're a nonpartisan group, but if you look at who the president appointed as the head of his Jobs Council, it was Jeff Immelt, and GE has done a great job of outsourcing jobs. We're in an election year, so. And all of the polls show Americans want to see manufacturing come back. The people get it. If you talk to someone at a Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving, you sit with your family, everyone will say, we're losing our manufacturing. Manufacturing sustains a middle class. Let's do something about it. And we're heading into an election, so we start to hear the rhetoric. And the question is whether the president or the Republican candidates are serious about this.
So in your view, what can we do to insource that would actually work?
All right, so, you know, let's take away the term insource. Let's just say for a moment, how do we ramp up U.S. manufacturing? How do we restore our competitiveness, get going? Because insourcing basically says, hey, let's bring those companies back. We don't even have to get as far as that to say, what about the companies we have here? How do we keep them in business? Well, it's actually fairly simple, and you'll see on the left and the right, advocates for manufacturing have been clamoring for a few simple things. Number one, trade policy. We don't have any industrial strategy in this country, and our competitors are cleaning our clock. Let's take the example of China. You're told all the time, oh, they're beating us, they're clobbering us because labor is so cheap there. Well, that's actually a very minute part of the picture, because if you take something like steel, and I think you guys would agree that steel is a very ubiquitous product, it's a great bellwether of industry around the world. Steel, when you make steel, labor's a tiny part of the cost. So then we say, wait a minute, if it's not labor, how does China do so well? Well, they recognize manufacturing is important, so they've taken a bunch of policies, we call this trade policy basically, that puts them on top. And you've probably started to hear some of this. One of the things is that China deliberately undervalues its currency. The whole world knows that they're doing it, the whole world complains about it, but they continue to do it. It's a violation of world trade law, it's a violation of when they agreed to join the WTO, but it gives their products a huge advantage when they come into the U.S. market. Essentially, it makes them artificially cheap coming into the U.S., and when we sell to China, it makes our products artificially expensive. You tack on other things like massive subsidies that these state-run companies receive, which are also actionable under world trade law. They illegally dump product. So I've just given you a long-winded answer, but the first major point is that a number of countries cheat. They violate trade law, and we don't do anything about it. So to summarize, we have laws on the books that say if a country, quote-unquote, uses steroids, let's say, just to make a sporting analogy, if they use steroids, we're going to punish them. We're going to penalize them. They've cheated. But we have not enforced that. We don't, in that case, enforce our own laws. If we did, if we started to balance this, we'd see a real renaissance for U.S. manufacturing. And I'll close on that and say I've talked to tons of manufacturers throughout the country. They always say, this China currency thing, it's killing us. And then they're out of business. And why haven't we done something on it?
Well, you know,
so that's my, go ahead, sorry.
The sidebar to all of this is that their products are at some level dangerous.
Well, yeah.
You know, we've got the, you know, radioactive material. We've got dog food products that are killing our pets.
Lead paint.
You know, all these products that are coming in from China, and a lot of them are turning up to end up being part of recalls and such. So that's a whole other issue here.
Right, and it points to something else. A separate point is we don't even, on the state level and federal level, we often do not even source from our own manufacturers. We'll get the Bay Bridge, the Oakland San Francisco Bay Bridge is Chinese steel. And what happened? They went for the cheaper Chinese steel, and yet they've had to actually delay the project because of the faulty welds. All of that steel coming in, there was a tremendous problem. It was unsafe. We see that in major products like bridges, down to small things like children's toys. So yes, yet another reason China produces more cheaply is they use shoddy and unsafe materials. They have terrible enforcement of environmental standards. And so even get this, guys, here's a fun thought. 1/4 of the smog in California comes from China.
Right.
And the EPA projects it moving up to 1/3. So why do they produce more cheaply? It's garbage ingredients, no environmental standards, no less the trade picture I outlined earlier.
Right. And China's communist government tells those people that believe that man is causing global warming with CO2 emissions, tells them to go pound salt. The Chinese government doesn't want to hear from these environmentalists. Stephen Capozzola is a media director for the Alliance for American Manufacturing. One thing I didn't hear you mention, or maybe you glossed over a little bit, is how competitive American businesses are as far as the way the governments tax them. We are the highest tax of corporations in the world. Why do you think there's such a reluctance by our government to increase our productivity by relaxing a little bit the tax burden placed on corporations?
It's really a shame. We like I said earlier, we don't have an industrial strategy, and one of the top two or three things is to revisit our tax code. We need tax credits to return factories here, yes, and to lower taxes. Absolutely, great point, and that should be done as well.
All right, Stephen Capozzola is the media director for the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Sir, we appreciate you making time for us today on America's Radio News.